or like, you know, if you ever have a problem, if you ever need help like kicking somebody out, like I'm there, you know, like I so appreciate that. Yeah. On the flip side though, like there are just a good amount of men though that are like condescending and just, and I say like what you just said, Willie, like I'll say something, they don't listen. Then a man says the exact same thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a little bit just like, what? I just said that. Like, I just, you know, or like.
It's pretty sick. It's pretty dope, actually. Alex, fucking dap me up,
dude. I was talking to Alex earlier. Like, I was trying to kick some guy out. This was a couple weeks ago. I was trying to kick some guy out, and he was not listening to me. I was like, you're done. I'm not serving you. You're out. Get out of the bar. And he just wouldn't. He wouldn't leave. And then some guy came up. And I appreciate the guy, by the way. He was very kind. He was helping me. But he came up and he was like, yo, she said you're done. Like, you're out. And then he, like, got up and left. I'm like, bro, like, I have been telling you that you're...
Yeah.
Like, so it's that, you know, like, it is what it is. But
that's why sometimes I like to emphasize it with jumping over the bar and then, like, shoving them out the door with my chest.
Yeah.
Like, that usually works.
That usually works.
Give him a fucking swift kick.
That might be the best way.
Face.
No, I've that's my move. Like, I've been known.
DJ
like,
Contagious. If you really,
wait, are you just saying that as a joke? Or are you
no,
really
I'm
do
not.
That?
She's
no, she has
wait,
to do.
Wait, I kind of love
if
that.
You really
she has to do
me
delirium
off,
by
if I get
herself.
Really pissed off, I've been. Yeah. Like,
wait,
that's when you know
I love
that
you.
You can't fuck with DJ Shawa.
Like, you're like, I'm done with you. You're done.
Talk to you from the other side of the bar.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to jump
so
over.
So here
the
I
bar,
come.
And I'm going to be right in front of you.
Wait, I think I need to
seconds.
Take some notes from you right now.
And that usually startles them enough like,
that they're like, I don't even want to be. They're like, I don't want to be here anymore.
I'll literally jump over the bar and be like, land in front of them. You know,
dude, I'm taking notes like, right now. Like, I need to do that. Maybe I should have done that when I was trying to kick that guy
DJ
out.
Contagion.
I should have just, like, jumped over the bar and just.
She's the best
like,
in the biz.
Like,
and she is my ride or die.
You to
right?
Be right there. It's like.
Damn.
They also don't expect you to, like, whoop their ass at pool.
What?
Either, which
that's
is also,
true. Oh, my God. Yeah. I was just about to say. Yeah. If you think. Yeah. If the bar.
That will
is,
really piss them off.
I've had. Oh, my God. I have pool stories of just being somewhere playing pool, practicing by my lonesome, like, you know, doing my thing, and then just being totally fucking royally insulted by some rando walking by who, you know, I'm
he's like, oh, you know
really?
What you're doing
wait,
wrong?
Really?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing
why,
wrong right
why
now?
Would they
bitches can't play pool. And like,
I can't believe that shit.
A lot of people.
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
A lot of
you
dudes.
You want to play?
Yeah.
You're like, you want to play? Let me fucking... roast your ass right now. Yeah. Like, I'll
you know, the
you
first
right
time
now,
me and Shawa, the first time me and Shawa met, I remember she was shaking a drink, and I was like, "Hey, you're doing that wrong. Let me show you how it."
You mansplains.
Actually, that never fucking happened. The first time I fucking, the first time I met Shawa was
I find that
really,
my dick is a great training
really, it was a really, fun time when we had a hard fought match, and then. We've had such
I
a good
can't
time
believe that, honestly, you're saying that. I can't believe that. Like, people have literally just been like, you're not playing right, or like, that's not a good shot.
No,
that,
yeah,
dude,
no,
that is
real.
Wild to
oh.
me.
Oh,
that's
no.
so disrespectful.
This happens all the time. Like,
bro,
a girl
I
by
I
herself,
have a behind personally, like you, y'all work in a pool hall, so I understand how maybe that
right?
that has never happened to me. I'm hearing this. I'm like, damn, that's so disrespectful.
And I haven't seen
at
a lot
hall,
at the hall.
No, no, no. Everyone's
like,
super.
It doesn't
mean,
happen
like,
at all.
Okay.
But, no. like, dive bars,
it's less
odd
common
hours,
at the hall.
Sometimes randos, like,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
sorry,
maybe not even from here, necessarily.
Yeah, right, but you've just
you
had
know?
That experience.
But just,
when you're playing
pool yeah.
by yourself and a guy comes
damn,
in.
Damn, that's crazy.
Quite
that's,
a few of them, like, more than you would think.
Damn, that's wild to me.
It
that's
always
so
takes
like
me by surprise.
It's disrespectful. I'm not even talking about the of course there's a part of it that's like misogynistic. But
yeah.
even past that, it's just disrespectful in the sense you don't go up to someone you don't know.
Would they go up to a dude
and
be like,
say,
"Hey, bruh, nah, you want to move your shoulder?"
It's not even about them. Of course it's misogynistic, but even past that, it's like, why are you even going up to someone you don't even know and
yeah.
being like,
"Yeah,
why are you
no, I mean,
that's a bad shot," or like,
it's
"but
lame.
You're not you don't know how to play pool." Like, what?
It's lame as fuck. They're trying
that.
To hit on you and it's
I think you know
yeah, no,
I think Willie's
really
I think
like,
Willie's right.
It's
like it's a roundabout
kindergarten.
I think
wait,
they're negging.
Say that one more
that's
time.
The word.
Yeah.
I said Willie's right, but oh, also like up. actually I'm gonna take that back. Anyways.
Anyway, but that was so sick. it does happen at the hall quite a bit.
Does it teach you how to play pool? Oh, I don't play.
Oh, it's not about me.
I don't play, so
I think you're right though. So, it's like negging.
I do a lot of stairs and I see a lot of tables.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's true. You're at the tables.
I do be at the tables. It's not even that. It's like, am I that good at pool? No. No, I don't need commentary. Don't do it. Don't
give
do
me
it.
A sec. Give me a
don't
sec.
Do it.
Chomping at the bit.
I have some words.
Okay. You've made sound bites about this. I appreciate that. Do I need advice? Yes. However, it's like...
You don't always want
to ask for it.
No, it's not even that. There's a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hey, like, you know, it's first of all, like... It's like like when you go to pet somebody's dog in the bar, right?
Yeah,
it's
ask. Like, ask first.
No, ask first, but also like maybe ask the person's name at some point.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
It's so minimal.
The first time
also,
me and you met,
every guy thinks that they're God's gift to pool.
Oh, like, don't
FYI,
just
they do.
Wait, hold on. But what if you actually are, though?
That's my point. Okay,
the first time me and Maddie met.
Yes.
Can you remember it?
Yep.
The first time we met,
this fucking guy.
Rock bar.
Yep. That's impossible because I'm God's
she
gift
put,
to pool.
She said, what if I actually am, though?
She put my name up before I got there.
I was like,
I'm on my way. She put my name up.
I did.
And then I walked in. She's like, are you Willie? And I was like, yes, I am.
And meanwhile, my friend was fangirling to a degree.
I know. And then your friend was like, oh my God, that's Willie.
Fangirling for what?
Oh,
for me.
Well, yeah. People do think he's God's gift to pool, but I'm going to leave that be.
But
are you that good? I honestly don't know, Willie.
Not,
are you that good at pool? I'm asking.
Keep telling the story.
I'm pretty good.
Okay. Sorry. Anyways, tell the story.
I'm Alex, pool's gift to God.
Alex, settle down.
Alex is making a confused face and saying maybe he's not that good at pool.
Offer you any advice, but then you were like, you called like a timeout. You were like, can I ask Willie? And I was like, hit it right here. And I pointed.
And I did it.
And then you made it. You made like a kick shot. And it was sick.
My execution, once I've been given
it was
directions,
incredible.
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty and
solid. Then I sat down. And
I never did it again.
I feel
again.
Like me and you, Maddie, might be on the same
fun.
Level of like, I'm not super
fun.
Good, but I have my nights and I have my shots. And I'm like, that
I'm
was
either,
really
I'm either
good
a.
Shot.
I remember
Dude,
when you
I
came
made,
in.
I made such a baller shot the other night.
Yeah, you banked in the eight ball when you were in there.
So proud of myself.
And then never again.
It was like I banked it. It was like, I was a shot that I was like totally, as I was hitting it, I was like, I'm not going to make this. Like the whole time, I was like, this is not a shot I'm going to make, but I'm going to go for it just for funsies. And I made it. I was so proud
of
myself.
For funsies,
I was like,
right?
Wait, maybe I'm getting a little better at pool, but I'm not good. I'm honestly not good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself?
I would say like a 6.
Okay.
Like I'm getting better
she's
though.
A 1.
No, I would give me like a 1.2.
No, she's actually
I'm really bad, but I don't care.
Okay, wait.
No,
now
good
I'm
good
about that. Am I maybe less than a 6? No, I think about a 6 because I have my nights where I do
sorry,
really well.
Maddie, come on, that was funny.
I don't mind it. I just, if I play
Dan,
it,
I would like to play
like
with my 9 ball.
I feel like you are
rated lower.
You're rating yourself too low.
The 1
before time.
Trish is saying she's out of 10. She's saying she's a 1.
I want a lower rating.
I have some
point.
Advice for you.
A point five. Like,
what?
I'm really bad.
No
I
way.
Let's all not rate each other.
No, no, well, no. But
you
I
were the only person that was rating somebody else.
Is,
but I just want to let that
be. No ratings
are. I'm 7.9.
I don't really play.
Nothing to do with your actual performance.
I'm going to play this song.
Yeah, good.
Probably the best pool players that I know here.
I'm gonna play a song. I'm gonna play a song.
I've never seen you shoot. I've never seen any of you guys shoot.
This is the peak Yelp
review. But the way you're explaining yourself, I feel like we're on the same level. Like, we have our good nights.
I would like to see you guys play each other.
I have my good nights, but then I also make like dumbass.
Erase the two.
Fucking shot.
I get the white ball in a lot. And if I've ever won a game, it's because somebody hit the eight ball in.
No, Trish, that's not true. Uh-huh. You actually destroyed me.
No, I didn't. You
Wait,
won
what?
That game.
No,
when
I did
this
not.
Happen?
I got. I lost
like
the game.
Five balls.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I lost
Lucas
the game.
Lucas won yesterday.
Can I tell a story about pool?
I mean,
told
DJ
this to Alex earlier, but
okay,
it's
but it's gotta be quick because I gotta play this song.
Okay,
I'm
play the song.
Play
I'll tell
is
it later.
Is it Bad Bunny?
No, it's.
I'll tell it later.
Now I feel like I should play Bad Bunny.
Yeah, you should.
No, this is the Yelp review
in the form of a
the
song.
The Yelp review song. Are you guys ready?
Oh, that was a song too? No.
Yeah.
Is it a full sentence? Wait.
It's the whole thing.
Let's go.
Oh, are you ready?
There's only a few people who matter when they leave this world. The ones you truly care for. Every time that we hung out, everything that we talked about seems so important in that moment. Now that it's over, now that we're all crying on each other's shoulders, it turns out you mattered. Everything is temporary, but when you leave, it devastates me. It's still worth the pain and the hurt. Maybe life is too short.
Okay, let's try option number two. So option number one sucks ass. Here we go.
There's only a few people who matter when they leave this world. The ones you truly care for. Every time that we hung out, everything that we talked about seems so important in that moment. Now that it's over, now that we're all crying on each other's shoulders.
Add Britney Spears to it.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I don't know what the fuck that was, but that was the... Oh, you know why? Your tag contains artist named Depeche Mode. Cannot... I can't make that. It can't make Depeche Mode!
Shoegaze or dark
wave. Shoegaze.
Oh, careful.
Depeche Mode is dark.
We have to take away the Depeche Mode.
Do you like that kind of music? Have you ever been to a cat club?
Yeah.
Cat Club, 1984.
But I just went to.
Dude, they play like dark wave and like goth music.
I could never go to.
Okay, so.
Whatchamacallit, Death Guild is on my...
I think the problem is, it's too many... It's too many specific things.
Okay.
So we'll do post-punk.
You don't want to go, though?
No, I can't go. I run karaoke.
Post-punk, EDM.
Which
is kind of a bummer.
You were... Oh, that's where I saw... Oh, wait, I just remembered. You served... You were the bartender.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
Wait, I'm having that revelation. You served...
Hardcore metal.
Maybe. I remembered meeting you at Delirium, but now I'm remembering
Euro?
You served me.
What,
it was like
right.
A couple
Euro trash. Euro
trash. Right.
Oh, by the way, I made another new song for my AI album.
I
remember that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I was furked up.
This is actually happening. I'm gonna make.
I 100%
furked.
So the album is gonna
be
called. The album is going to be called...
It's been like a few weeks.
Probably Human.
Yeah, no, I got so drunk.
But like this. Human,
I don't think
but
I was super
like the upside down
that.
Question mark, like the, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't yet.
Yeah, I can't do it in the...
Like you were on a mission.
I was on the...
So while we wait for that to be created, I'm going to play this song. I'm going to play this song, and then we'll be right back. Hold on. Whoa, don't Marcello me. Don't you Marcello me. What are you doing?
Yes, thank you for serving me this time.
See? You
I'm putting it all together. It's like a puzzle piece. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
You can't do it. You think you can do it. You can't do it. You can't do it.
So wait, what nights do you work there?
What's that?
I'm there usually Monday.
Don't.
Monday karaoke.
I'll figure it out later.
Okay,
never feel alone. There's always a dive bar not too far. Pool tables and punk rock shows. And that's where you'll find me. Going on another adventure in the world's best city.
Do you want one?
No, you. I know you created one.
It'll take me like two minutes.
No, you created one.
It'll take me like 2 minutes to make one.
Do you remember the pew pew pew?
Yeah. Oh, the pew pew pew. Hold on.
Yeah, I thought so.
I mean, look. This is a 16-second absolute bombshell.
Will it dills and shower flow on the radio?
So, at any point, you know, if the...
On the radio. It's that last
if the inspiration
part.
Strikes,
part.
Yeah. Yeah. If the inspiration strikes, it'll
that
happen.
That was deflection to a point that I can't remember this
one. I'm sorry, what was that?
Deflection to a point.
What was that now? I'm sorry, what was that?
Fuck off.
Oh, man. Can I get a man over here to...
Here I am. Yeah. A
well,
man?
We already had the dick measuring contest at Kettle
One,
so...
I have the biggest dick. We already decided this.
I'm okay, we're having
I already
fun.
Had, I already had to deal with
it. We're having 12, fun here.
I have a 12-inch dick.
Oh, my God. I'm...
I mean, that's being conservative.
Listen, I'm in a room full of women.
You know, my dick just touches the ground.
Okay, can I just say...
It touches our hearts.
It's so big that it hurts.
I literally don't care.
It touches our hearts.
Yes, my dick just touches your heart.
Can I just say I was raised by women, so I have this thing.
Can you? Oh, so that makes it
can
okay.
You go for
no,
it
no. I have this thing in my brain.
I just realized I don't
What's
care.
What's the thing on
forward.
Your brain?
I have this thing in my brain where all I was just teased by older women my whole life.
The further you get away,
and so I just
the bigger my dick right. grows.
I have no brothers. I have no. I don't even know my father.
Okay, you let's move forward.
I'm just saying.
I know. Let's go.
It's hard for me to find my. It's hard for me to find my center when it comes to fucking with women.
Put your DNA.
Yeah. I mean, I do.
How hard?
Somewhere.
So you know, women really are just lesser people.
No, they're the best. They're just the people that made me what I am.
Reverse engineering.
They're the people who made me what I am, and so the only people I fucked with. So then,
okay, what is the last segment here?
This song.
Oh, we're gonna play. We're gonna play 20.
The scent was pleasant. Drove by. Didn't go in. Excellent.
People are still lepers.
Yeah.
There are still lepers out there.
All right, guys. We are once again drifting off topic.
Lepers?
Once again.
What, you hate lepers?
Are
you gaslighting me?
You love lepers.
Should we let the lepers back in?
No, it is not.
No.
What's wrong, man?
Okay.
Good. Okay. I think we figured out.
When me and Shawa become mayor, by the way, which is happening.
You're going to outlaw lepers?
The first dual mayors.
No, we let them out.
Oh, you know what you should do if you
we're
going to
run
mayor?
As dual
Wait,
mayor.
I have a really good idea for you. If you become mayor,
I'd love to hear it. As my constituent, I would love to hear it.
Right. You should make it legal to have duels again.
Oh.
You know,
like shooting each other?
When no, you, not shooting. Like swords. Like you know, just, I don't like you.
So stabbing.
If people don't like each other, they're
they slap the other one with a glove.
Or like in Game of Thrones, where it's like, death by combat.
Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
Or tribal combat.
Exactly. It's like, you know, you okay. gotta...
Sometimes you gotta
duel it out.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. But I would like... I would like less stabbing and
no, I think
during my
more
administration.
Stabbing, less
during
shooting.
My administration, I'd like less stabbing.
I think there should be more stabbing, but
so instead of duels with swords.
I don't know if stabbing is
what
the
else
problem.
Dildos. What else could there be duels with?
Once again, dildos.
Spatulas?
Like, let's just slap. Let's just slap each other
dildos.
For a little while.
I feel like, I think everything should be solved in a dance fight.
The funny thing is, though,
is when I dance fight.
Is when I said dildos, you immediately like you dildos. Immediately were like
dildos. Dance off.
No, Willie was immediately when I said duels. Willie was like with guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's infinitely worse than
no. I know.
Dildos. Yeah, yeah. Disagree. I actually disagree.
Why? I mean, I'd rather get shot with a gun.
I would 100%. I would rather get shot than stabbed.
At 100,000%.
I'd rather get faced with a gun than the face with a knife.
I'd also rather have a dance off than either one.
But is it not more in a dance fight?
Dildos.
Because you can
dildo fight.
Do you not die with a little more dignity? Dildo
fight.
Fine, I change it.
Dildo. First of all, if someone has a sword, you gotta get the fuck out of here.
Who's the mayor right now? Kendall.
Fight.
Who's the mayor right now? Me and Shawa.
Sorry, were you elected?
So true.
You guys.
So Shawa.
If you guys get recalled,
how do you feel about duels?
Fuck. If dildos.
Dildos.
So you're saying, well done. Yeah. Just fuck it out.
But yeah. Like, and not new ones.
Bonobos. But just like bonobos. Using that as the...
They should have been...
Right, dildo right, bike. Right.
We should emulate bonobos.
Is that a monkey? Right.
Bonobos.
Is that a monkey?
Like, you know the end, of Survivor when they're like...
I'd like a monkey.
They have to build fire?
I've been on the Tennessee classified.
The females control everything.
Instead of having to build fire, it's like, who can put the dildo farther up their ass? And then that person wins. And then they get the property.
That's awesome, Monkey Wrangler. Has anyone here, the reason I'm thinking about duels, has anyone here seen The Last Duel?
Hold on, you haven't heard our fucking...
The Last Duel? Has anyone seen
that? No spoilers.
I will not say a spoiler.
I mean, duels are weird.
Okay, so let me backtrack that.
The guy who's alive won?
Let me backtrack that by saying...
The guy who's alive is a cheater.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Because why
would you...
Has anyone here seen Rashomon?
Yeah.
You guys have okay.
Yeah, I was a film fucking student.
Okay, so I was too. I was a film before I switched.
It's like you have to watch that
film
movie.
Student, yeah. But anyways, Rashomon, great movie, whatever. Yeah. You know, it's like different perspectives.
Uh-huh. It's a weird
so
flex, but
the,
okay.
The Last Duel is essentially like Rashomon. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's essentially Rashomon, but like a different story.
Yeah.
But it's like the same idea of like this one event. That it happens three different ways,
sure.
And
you see it from every perspective.
And this is why I'm thinking about duels, because I just. But it's a true story, though. This really happened. So, what the true story in the medieval times, the 1300s? This is the last duel that happened before duels were outlawed.
Yeah.
That's why it's called the Last Duel.
You remember the Aaron Burr? I mean, this was the whole thing in the fucking.
What about an Outlander?
What was the? Well, by the way. I'm going to go see...
Wait, what does Aaron Burr have to do with that?
No. I'm going to go see Book of Mormon on fucking Wednesday.
So good.
I'm going to see Book of Mormon on Wednesday with my mom. Anyway.
So the last one... I'll finish up real quick because I know like this
is... But Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, it was a whole thing.
It's not about you. Willie,
they had a duel.
DJ Willie.
Essentially, I'll finish up real quick here, but essentially, and this is a true story, by the way, this really happened in the medieval times, the last duel that ever, before duels were outlawed, there was this woman that claimed she was raped. And then there was literally three different perspectives in the movie, but also in real life. Like, there was different, like one of the guys was like, no, I didn't rape her. Like, she wanted it. And then the girl was like, and mind you, at the time, if you're coming out with rape, like, that's a really big thing to do.
So what was this, 2025?
Yeah. True, so like this is
true.
Constantly
but no sh- but to be honest and those no, I, times I, yeah. If you come out with if you claim that you're raped, that's like a really big thing.
It's not
to
rape
claim
if it's consensual,
that's a fact. But if you in the medieval times if you claim that you're raped, it's like a thing where it's like if you're lying, you will get like hanged. If people think that you're lying, like you'll just like, you know what I mean?
And there's no lion, they've been trying.
Nice.
High five, brother.
Nice.
Anyways, I will finish this up quick, because this is a fantastic movie. Everyone should watch it. The
Rashomon?
Last Duel. No, Rashomon's great, but...
Rashomon is like...
The Last Duel
the
is
movie.
Essentially Rashomon.
You know, every fucking movie...
But what I'm saying right now is
all,
like...
All based
the story
on
about the rape is like, it's like Rashomon, but with the duels.
Yeah.
This is why I'm thinking about duels.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what ended up happening is... Is the
I didn't mention anything.
these two guys were like, "Oh, I'm gonna like duel you because mm-hmm. you're
got raped."
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, you're claiming."
If I win, I get to rape you, and then
no, it was like if I win, no. What happened? And I feel like this is also pretty true to medieval times. They said whoever wins the duel, like, that's right by God.
Yeah, yeah.
God it's is
total right. domination.
Total
domination.
Like I mean. WWE. I do want to at one point have a whole show where we get into the philosophy of
and
a
so
lot
saying,
of things.
Shut up, Kendall. This is
no.
Stop talking.
About it. No. I don't want you to shut up. I love what you just said. That was beautiful. There's a lot of philosophical questions that I have answers to that people don't like.
If women actually
but
want
me and
sex
Shawa,
all the time.
Me and Shawa, we could talk
be
about
no
this.
Rape.
Yeah, but
well, wait. Let me soak in
that's like a said. That's like what a 10-year-old kid
no,
says to another 10-year-old.
Wait, hold on,
and then
wait.
Y'all be running.
Yeah.
I have to soak in.
We be running.
Yeah.
If women wanted sex all the, I have to soak that in. If women wanted sex all the time, there would
also
be,
if men
though, right?
if men
no,
wanted
then,
sex all the time,
but then men would be running.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, here's the deal.
Screaming like girls.
Here's the deal. Just don't fucking try to get somebody else
to do. You know what's
do.
Crazy? Oh, so this is a bar. This is a bar podcast,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
There's a conversation at the bar.
Do you need an angel shot?
There's a conversation at the bar the other day. It was so wild. It was a guy and a girl. And the guy was like, they were arguing. And the girl was like, they were talking about rape and murder.
Oh, God.
And
let's
she
stop.
Was like...
Let's stop.
Why? Can I not say this? Is it?
I mean, I think
why
we...
Why not?
Okay. I just feel like let's just move
and
on.
And I also have to
let's play
say,
this game.
This is all somewhat facetious. I hope everyone understands that.
100%. Like, in the video
no, like
game.
Out there are bottomless fans
yes.
you know, that don't
yeah,
have
yeah.
their pants on.
Can I at least say what the conversation
the
was about,
yes.
though?
Yeah.
That's just...
I will move on after this.
No. I mean, listen.
The guy was like, I'd rather be shot than raped. And the girl was like, I'd rather be raped than shot. Or opposite.
Oh,
it's just not a conversation that
anyways,
is,
it was
it
like
needs
so wild.
Not to be shot.
That's what
neither
I'm saying. I was like, why are you guys...
How about I would rather neither thing happen to me?
That's it. Literally, I, they
about,
talked
I
about it for so long.
I would rather make love in a ball
they
pit.
They talked about yeah. it for like 20 yeah. minutes to the point yeah. where I was like, how about both of those things sound yeah. really bad?
This is what drunk people talk
and
about
maybe
to each other.
You don't have yeah. to compare.
Yeah, both of those things sound really
things.
Bad. Yes, they yeah. sound really bad.
So to get
they're
shot, that's
also
bad?
Really bad. So
and
I mean,
to get raped, that's also bad.
I mean, like, where
dude, I'd rather dunk a ball
I would rather shoot some
lay
pool.
Up a ball. Like, cool, man. Whatever.
Wild thing to argue about at a bar, though.
Now, there's one thing at a bar that like, needs to be argued about, and
what?
That is,
what is that?
Will I strike Alex out, or will he take me yard?
Good yard.
Yeah. Or will he take me yard? I believe I will strike Alex out.
No, I couldn't hear that.
This is a really important conversation that needs to happen on this show.
Is this a baseball game or
yes.
something?
I'm on a mound 60 feet 6 inches away from home plate. Alex is what are you, righty? You're righty? You're righty, right?
This isn't content that people want.
This is important. Alex, this is important.
I know that it's not going to work.
Alex, get in the mic.
Do I have to do
Alex,
that?
You're a right-handed batter, I'm assuming.
If I was like the PA right now, I'd be all like,
yeah.
Fucking
yeah. Sense. All right. Cool. Good news is you're not.
So
sorry.
Okay. So.
So.
What we have to do?
I'm curious. I am curious, and we're gonna do this before the next show that Alex is on. I am gonna face Alex. If I strike him out,
we're gonna do outside with a ball.
Yeah. No. Hard ball. A baseball. I mean, we can go wiffle ball if
hard
you want.
Hard ball, hard bat.
But I'd rather go hard ball. I'd rather go hard ball. Yeah.
We'll do it right in the street out front.
No, we need...
Put bases.
You know what? So
we need a mound.
We're all going to do, or we're actually going to do our best.
Give me one of these fucking cards. Give me one of these cards. Give me one of these fucking
I don't think we should do that.
I'm just saying, I'm going to strike Alex the fuck out. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I cannot do Obama, no.
No, we absolutely should not do
Obama. Oh, shit, really?
Absolutely not.
I can do Trump. I can try to do Trump. I can't do Obama, though.
No, we're not doing that.
I could try to do Trump, though. I feel like...
That was so cute.
We could do Trump.
No, I can do it.
It's easy to do.
Looking for a dime. That's top of the line.
Wait, what is it? Can I see it?
Cute face. No. Slim waist. With a big behind.
Wait, I like the queen one.
This card reminds me.
I like the.
Can I ask everyone here a question?
I like the other game that we play with it. Who's the biggest?
For so, well, my favorite actor. My favorite actor is someone that a lot of people hate on, and I want to know how do you feel about Nicolas Cage?
I love Nicolas Cage.
One of my favorite actors.
Nicolas Cage.
I say that sometimes, and people are like, he's horrible. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I genuinely think I.
Okay, first of all,
he's done a lot of bad movies.
First of all,
but have y'all ever seen Leaving Las Vegas?
Have you seen Vampire in Brooklyn?
It's insane.
Have you seen Leaving Las Vegas?
Yes.
I cry.
Cage is next level insanely
he's
good.
He's a great
Face Off. Wait.
Face Off.
And I feel like.
Thank you.
It's so. Face Off? One of my favorite movies.
Now, here's the thing though. I'll give you Nick Cage. But he's an amazing actor.
Vampire.
You think that like saying that is like, oh, I'm stepping out saying Nick Cage is a good actor?
Who are you about to say?
I have to step out all the time.
Who?
Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze is the number one actor of his generation.
Keanu Reeves.
That's
see,
bitch.
That's what everyone fucking says.
I was literally just about to say Keanu Reeves. Yeah. My two favorite actors are literally.
I was segueing.
It pisses me off,
I was
dude.
Segueing for you.
It's so funny that you say that though, because my two favorite actors are Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves, and I bring that up, and for both of them, people are like, they're not good. I'm like what
Christopher
do you even?
Walken.
You guys,
Cage, man.
You guys think Walken. I'm fucking around?
But
you guys think I'm fucking around?
Can I say Willie?
I have a song.
Christopher Walken,
Willie.
Gary Oldman.
So Willie, Patrick Swayze, he's not bad, but is he once in a lifetime? No.
Gary Oldman.
He's not bad though. I
Christopher
think he's bad.
Walken.
Gary Oldman's amazing.
But I'm sorry.
Patrick Swayze, nah, he's not like once
I'm
in a lifetime.
Sorry. Roadhouse.
Story about Patrick Swayze.
Two Wong Fu. Apocalypse Now.
Is that really?
Two Wong Fu. Dirty Dancing. Fucking.
Come on, man. Like really.
Ghost?
Maybe Ghost.
Are these all movies that are just like
Keanu Reeves is invisible. What? John Wick?
No. And that movie's fucking cool.
I love John Wick, but Patrick Swayze could have done that too.
Are you actually
The Matrix?
Down on Keanu Reeves?
You don't like The Matrix?
I think Keanu Reeves.
Seen The Matrix.
I think Keanu Reeves is amazing.
Trish, you've never seen The Matrix?
I just think.
I never will.
No, I just think Patrick Swayze.
You have to.
Why?
The Matrix is.
Patrick Swayze is better.
And
she's never seen The Matrix, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's probably better. What are any of you? What?
It just.
The Matrix is awesome. What do you mean?
But the Matrix.
Swayze could have done
the
that.
The movie.
Fly to Tennessee by
is,
car.
Swayze could have done that. Could Keanu Reeves hold up fucking baby and just do that? You know what I'm saying?
It's an oversimplification.
I'm just saying.
No Matrix.
So you're talking about like Baudrillard, like simulations.
I had a lady on my way to work the other day while I was late.
Yes. Like,
this lady
I understand what you're getting at.
Like they did a really good job with it, but it's still like,
I actually
for sure.
I actually think
and this is like my rope. This is like my wheelhouse and like my like but this is I think it's a good like entryway into philosophy and like interesting you don't think so?
Then they throw.
But that's cool. Anyways, I think The Matrix is
maybe for someone that's never ever
read for
themselves like why am I here or something.
Well, some people don't though.
No, I know.
Some people don't though. You know?
Guys, this has been a really fun show. But
goodbye.
But it's over now.
Love you, I.
Red pill group.
I need you to turn that up.
Purple pill.
No.
I need you to turn that way the fuck up.
Do not eat grandma's cookies.
Don't eat the bag.
Don't eat the bag.
Don't
lick
eat
the bag.
The cookies.
Don't eat
what
the
have
cookies.
We learned today, kids?
Grandma's cookies are bad for you.
Some bags are okay.
I don't know about the cookies.
You have to wash the
bag at the
packaging.
Sometimes the bag is fine. Sometimes.
Sometimes the bag
is fine. I think that's what we've learned. Sometimes the bag is fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to wipe off. I'm going to wipe off the outside of my bag.
That's the lesson.
Before I stick them in my mouth.
Yeah.
Rinse the packaging.
Before you
of
stick
anything.
It in your
right
mouth.
On,
yes.
Girl.
Thank you, Shawa. Sorry, DJ Contagion.
So I've been looking at
with a K.
And I, I don't know. I was trying to put together something with rabbis and foreskins and ripping with your teeth.
All right.
It didn't come together.
By the way, you're not going to be here next week.
It didn't come together.
DJ Contagion, you're not going to be here next week. Is that what I'm hearing?
Okay, I will not be here.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Hawaii.
Hmm.
For a bartender.
Well,
wedding.
I don't like that.
Bartender wedding.
I'll be here next week.
Okay. Can we get DJ Kendall in the house?
Sure.
All right, come back.
You're gonna have to
wait. So, what days do you do this? Is it what days?
Sunday night.
Oh wait, I close Sunday night.
Every Sunday.
No. DJ Curmudgeon's gonna have to.
DJ Curmudgeon.
That.
All right.
So why did Hitler kill himself?
Huh?
Why did who?
Who?
Why did Hitler kill himself?
Oh,
is that a really good question?
So the
I thought he just
like that.
Yeah, that's funny.
He said,
okay, did you watch there was a movie where like a dude went back in time to kill Hitler and then it like fucked up the whole world and was like,
actually,
it would have been better. The whole point of the movie was it would have been better.
I went on a date with him to the Chaz and Wilson Club.
You did not.
Yeah, he smelled really bad. And he has a fucking shower in his dressing room. Yeah, because I was on Janet Reno's dance party on Saturday Night Live.
Trish has lore.
Wait, are you for real?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to shower in the dressing room?
And he had terrible BO, and there was a fucking shower in his dressing room, and he could have handled it.
I was not in that dressing room.
Damn.
What the hell?
No, right. 100%, I'm sure.
That's so wild to me. DJ Kendall. DJ Kendall.
We're doing shopping for monkeys.
Goodbye. Thank you for having
me. Before we go.
Look at this guy.
Yes.
I was not in the dressing room.
I'm
going to
play you a song.
Can you play me a David Bowie song?
No, it's about Patrick Swayze.
I wasn't there.
Okay.
DJ Shower.
Come on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Remember Roadhouse in 83, Best Bouncer ever, and so sexy. The list goes on. I love Black Dog, Dirty Dancing to Wong Fu, and then Red Dawn. Good at fighting, land hips swaying, lips for kissing, and muscles glistening. Said there's no other who does it like you do. Oh, Patrick Swayze, you left the world too soon. Oh man, I miss Swayze, Swayze, Swayze. Oh, Swayze, Swayze, Swayze. No, I love Swayze, Swayze, Swayze. Oh, I thought you'd always be alive, alive. Swayze, 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 oh my Swayze, 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 no, I love Swayze, 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 oh, goddamn, I wish you had not died, I cried.
Love for you, I would've watched whatever, and I just wish that you could live forever. Wish I could dance like you, land romance like you. When I heard you died, I screamed Wolverine. And my dream is for me and Swayze to make a pot together to unchain melody. It's spinning round, 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 round. And I can't believe that my Swayze's in the ground. Swayze, 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 oh. Swayze, 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 no. I love Swayze, 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 oh. I thought you'd always be alive, alive. Swayze, 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 oh my. Swayze, 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 oh my. Swayze, 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 oh. Goddamn, I wish you had not died, I cried.
Swayze! When I was 13, I first watched Point Break. There was nobody that compared to the Swayze. No BC or Keanu, no, they never could amaze me. He had me going crazy, and that ain't no joke. I watched that flick daily until the tape broke. Loved him in Skate Town, the best movie ever made on disco skating. Your pecs so greased down, and I really love to watch your booty shaking. So much I wish I could do, I wish I could revive you. Now we won't get Point Break 2, it should've been Keanu.
Swayze, 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 oh my. Swayze, 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 oh my. Swayze, 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 oh. I thought they'd always be alive, alive.
Swayze, oh my. Swayze, oh my. Swayze, oh. God damn, I wish you had not died. I cried.
For those of you who think this song is a joke, I would never joke about my love for Swayze. I mean, come on, you can't think of anything that can beat Swayze. Just try. Just think of one thing that can beat Swayze. You can't. You can't do it. Nobody puts Baby in the corner.
I was sipping on a whiskey when I got the call. Yeah, my friend Lex was lying in the hospital. She'd been pretty sick for about half a year, but it seemed like this time the end was drawing near. So dropped my plans and jumped the next London train. I found her laid up and in a lot of pain. Her eyes met mine and then I understood that a weather forecast wasn't looking too good. So sad as funny stories for a little while. Tried to raise a mood and tried to raise a smile, but she silenced all my ramblings with a shake of her head. Drew me close to listen, this is what she said now. Sick of all the hospital food, of doctors, distant relatives draining her blood. Said, I know I'm dying, but I'm not finished just yet. Yeah, I'm dying for a drink and for a cigarette. So we hatched a plan to book ourselves a cheap hotel, the center of the city, and to raise some hell, lay waste to all the clubs. And then when everyone else is lonely sleep, then we'll know we're good and done. She said that Lex had gone to sleep and wasn't waking up. And even though I knew that there was nothing to be done, I felt bad for not being there. And now while she was gone, so I tried to think what Lex would want me to do. At times like this when I was feeling blue, so I gathered up some friends to spread the sad, sad news. And we headed to the city for a drink or two. And we sang, we another day. It's just now we have to dance for one more of us. So stop looking so damn depressed. Sing with all our hearts. Long live the
Yo, is let's do this. Color. I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking. King of my jungle, just a gangster stalking. Living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse. Been dead as a death, back the colors I choose. Red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter. Sucker died for your life when my shotgun scatters. Colors. The gangs of L.A. will never die. Just multiply colors. 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 don't know me, fool. You disown me? Cool. I don't need your assistance. Social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. My life is violent, but violence is life. Peace is a dream, reality is a knife. My colors, my honor, my colors, my all. With my colors upon me, one soldier stands tall. Tell me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night in cold blood, my young brother got shot. My homeboy got jacked, my mother's on crack. My sister can't work cause her arms show tracks. Madness, insanity, living profanity. Then some punk claiming they're understanding me. Give me a break, what world do you live in? Death is my set, guess my religion. Colors, colors. My pants are sagging, braided hair. Suckers stare, but I don't care. My game ain't knowledge, my game's fear. I've no remorse, so squares beware. But my true mission is just revenge. You ain't my set, you ain't my friend. Wear the wrong color, your life could end. Homicide's my favorite binge color. So I'll just walk like a giant, police defiant. You'll say to stop, but I'll say that I can't. My gang's my family, it's all that I have. I'm a star on the walls, my autograph. You don't like it, so you know where you can go. Cause the streets are my stage, and terror's my show. Psychoanalyze, try diagnose me. Why? It wasn't your brother to brutally die, but it was mine, so let me define. My territory, don't cross the line. Don't try to act crazy, cause that shit don't faze me. If you ran like a punk, it wouldn't amaze me. Cause my color's death, though we all want peace, but our war won't end till all wars cease.
Yeah! How do you write a song for a guy who's ready to die? A person who's affected your life as much as you affected mine. It's never been easy to love you. I can't even see my life without you. Just thinking about it makes me cry. I know that we've had just some trying times. But before you go, I just want you to know you've always been my favorite.
Be the same, but what if you change your mind suddenly?